Welcome to the Path to Podcast Success. My name is Evan Johnson, and I want to share with you how to develop and maintain a successful podcast. My guests and I will discuss all things podcasting and how your podcast can become an essential part of your business. That means more revenue, better relationships with your audience, and so much more. If you haven't already, check out our website at ipodcastedit.com and enter your email address to get each episode delivered directly to your inbox, along with some other free information I'm sure you'll find useful. Get ready to turn on your mic and join me on the path to podcast success.
All right, everybody, welcome to today's episode of the Path to Podcast Success. I had a lot of fun today interviewing Daniero Bartolini. He is the host of the Up Your Game podcast that I was also featured on, so go check out that episode. Daniero is the owner of Gold Rush Social, a digital marketing agency and content creator based between Toronto, Canada and Rome, Italy. Very interesting combination. His podcast, Up Your Game, has been consistently featured in the New and Noteworthy section of iTunes, in the Business and Personal Development section. Plus, he offers free mentoring through his Instagram account. So, of course, I mean, with that kind of a bio, I think he's going to be able to give a lot of value on today's episode. I think you guys are going to really enjoy it. Plus, please don't forget, if you guys are interested in starting your own podcast or you want some direction as to where your current podcast is going, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I am here to offer you value and to help you in any way I can, especially because you are a podcast listener. So no charge, reach out and I will be of any help that I can be to you. So with that said, I hope you guys enjoy today's episode.
Thank you so much, Daniero, for being on the podcast today. I have been looking forward to this.
Thank you, Evan, for having me, man.
How are you doing? I'm doing good. How about you?
Not bad.
Good. I like to start off in the same place with all my guests, and that is asking when you were first starting out, what was your biggest fear of podcasting? And did that fear actually end up coming true?
All right. So I'm going to answer with the second question first, and it did come true. All right.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
All right. And the fear was very simple. I started podcasting on my own with Up Your Game a couple of months ago, probably like 4 or 5 months ago. And I was not afraid of putting my voice out there and releasing the episodes. But my biggest fear was that I was going to have a guest on my podcast, and then I was going to have some technical difficulties while I was recording the podcast. And it was not a big fear, of course, but it was one of those things where I'm like, watch, I'm going to be so unlucky that I'm going to get my first guest on the podcast and then something's going to go wrong. And guess what? It did happen. But the cool thing about it, so the problem was that I was actually recording my podcast with an old plugin that was recording Skype phone calls. And unfortunately, I didn't realize that the plugin needed a very, very important update, and it didn't update it. And when I started recording, the sounds started being all crackly, and then it would just disconnect and then reconnect. And at the end of the first 20, 30 minutes, I just was like, hey, let me see if it recorded. And as a matter of fact, it didn't record anything at all. So I had to ask my guest to start all over again. I had no plan. And then he told me, you know, like, let's try on Zoom. And then I did try on Zoom, but I didn't connect my microphone correctly. So point being, it was just a bit of a mess initially. But guess what? At the end of the day, I was able to tell the guest about the situation. He was very understanding. I was able to save the whole recording and record my voice once more. And it turned out to be actually very good. Nobody noticed. So the reason why I'm saying that is because it was my biggest fear. It did happen, but guess what? Nothing really bad happened in the end.
Right. Anyway. Yeah. I feel like that's, you know, everything that could have gone wrong did. And that's what
still,
yeah, no, that's
still
what
it is. Not a big issue. Yes.
And I'm sure lots of people, I mean, that's an understandable fear to have, especially with how easy it is for technology to mess up like that. I feel like I'm sure there are people who that might be stopping them from even starting or trying because of the possibility of something like that happening. So it's good to hear that even though it happened, nothing bad actually came from it.
Honestly, nothing bad happened. I'm still talking to the guy. He's a very nice guy. And like, again, very understanding. And again, this goes back to just like when you're an entrepreneur, whenever you do something, there's going to be a small chance of, you know, making a mistake. But even then, like, do some fear setting, realize, hey, what's the worst that can happen? This, okay, is it very bad? No, it's not. It's not a disease. You're still here. You're still fine, right?
Exactly. And that's the very worst thing that can happen. And even that's not that bad. So, imagine if the worst doesn't happen.
You got it.
Yeah. So let's dive into a little bit about your podcast as it relates to what you do business-wise. How does it relate? Is it a part of your business? Is it a part of a business? And if so, how does it fit in?
All right. So I have a couple of businesses. I started, I'm an e-commerce entrepreneur by trade. So that's what I do. I sell products, I sell services. And then because of my success in the e-commerce world, I decided to open a digital marketing agency. And so that's when I started onboarding clients, again, selling in e-commerce for lead generation. And that started taking off as well. And I decided then as a just natural way to continue my success and sharing my success with others, I decided to start a personal brand page on Instagram. And that was doing very well. So I decided to start a podcast because I know by my personal experience that different people learn in different ways. Some people like to scroll through infographics online. Some people like to read a blog. Some people like to put on a podcast and go for a run or drive to work. And that's why I started the podcast. Initially, I didn't know if I was supposed to do a podcast mainly related to e-commerce and online sales and making money online, or make a podcast about my journey. And initially, again, I thought, well, I could build and, you know, make money online podcast, but A, it's an oversaturated market. I know that there is a lot of other ways that people can learn how to make money. So initially, I didn't know if I wanted to build a podcast around making money online, or if I wanted to do something more about personal development. And then I realized, you know, there's a lot of different ways that people can learn how to make money online. As a matter of fact, I do have a free course that, you know, goes in the back end with actual screen shares where people can see what I do. But I thought, you know, it's not going to be very feasible to have step by step on a podcast when it comes to online marketing, Google ads, Facebook ads. So I decided to do something a bit different. And because I was playing in the music scene in Toronto for 7 to 8 years, and I went from being a DJ and a producer to being an entrepreneur, and there was a huge change in the way that I was organizing my days, goal setting, and really changing my ability to stick to something on an ongoing basis, like a business. And I thought, why don't I start a daily podcast that's going to help people get motivated on a daily basis? Because I remember when I first started, the biggest piece that was missing was this daily accountability, this daily motivation pills, if you want to call it that way, to keep me motivated. I would start, maybe I would read some posts on a Monday, and by Thursday or Friday, I was already completely, back to square one, not knowing how to wake up early, how to stick to my plan. And I said, you know, if I'm going to do that, I think that's going to bring a lot of value to people that are in the same situation that I was a couple of years ago. So that's how Up Your Game started, basically.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Nice. And so how has that worked out? Have people interacted? Have people commented? Has it been a positive experience? Have you been able to provide that motivation?
100%. So I started from scratch, and right now I am really like growing on a, you know, weekly or monthly basis. I see amazing results. I'm getting really emails and phone calls from people that want to get coached. I also am active on Quora. And on Quora, I answer questions about, habit building, about productivity, about mental health. And I generally like to drive traffic to my podcast that way. So I've been creating some sort of an ecosystem where people can find me on different platforms, and then they start really digesting my content in so many different ways. So I think that it's been working very well. I'm, of course, looking to get more and more people, interview more and more people. I'm going to have you on my podcast as well. I think that relationship building outside of the podcast world is really what's going to drive my podcast to the next level at this point.
Yeah. So how has, you know, so I hear that people are reaching out to you for coaching and things of that nature as a result of your podcast. So, you know, you talked about how your podcast, like it's for the first purpose of it to provide that motivation and to be that source for people, the kind of source that you didn't have when you were starting out as well. Right. How does it relate more specifically when it comes to like your business marketing funnel? Is it like, what's the end goal besides, of course, you know, providing that value? What's the end goal for listeners? Like, if people come to your podcast, then where do you want them to go?
So at this very moment, because I'm so focused on my internet marketing agency, as well as on my e-commerce stores, I am doing this with the Nero B and Up Your Game to mainly build some social clout online. So I do want to grow my listener base to, you know, like on, you know, upwards of 10,000, 20, 30, 45, 50,000 and more. And the reason why I want to do that without offering too many value propositions right now, like courses and all that stuff, is because I want people to understand that there's no strings attached right now. I am not trying to do anything to monetize on my list, except of course putting ads once my podcast grows. As it grows, of course, I am getting inbound leads for coaching, and my coaching services range anywhere between $100 an hour to $2,000-$3,000 a month, depending on what services my clients need, right? So it kind of becomes, the funnel, it's kind of an organic funnel when I'm not really like trying to push people on buying a specific product or a service. They get to know me, they go on my page, and from there, that's where I, again, sell my online coaching, one-on-one coaching. I'm launching a book in the next few months as well. So I know that the bigger my audience, the better it's going to be for my book launch as well. And that's why, as I said, right now I'm trying not to distract my audience with several other things. I'm keeping it very open. And once the book goes out and the sales start coming in and people see what I do, I'm sure that I'm going to be able to create more and more, you know, content or courses. My end goal is to open a business incubator in Italy, where, you know, I am originally from. And in order for me to do that, I need to really know a lot of people, have a big social clout. And that's why I don't want to necessarily spoil my list right now with too many things to, you know, I don't want to get them distracted, basically.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's very interesting. And I know we'll dive into here soon all of the, like, the time you spend and the cost and everything of having a podcast. But
for sure,
even though it's not at this moment directing people towards a specific product or service, do you think that it's worth it? Has it been worth it for you to build that social presence?
I 100% think it's been worth it. I come from, you know, the school of thought that basically you build a personal brand page, you spend about 2 years putting out amazing free content, making sure to network with as many individuals as possible in your niche. Again, helping people out of the goodness of your own heart. I mean, like, I have people commenting on my Instagram posts every single day, sending me private messages and asking me questions. And unless they want to spend a full hour on the phone with me, Of course, in that case, I would have to charge them for one-on-one coaching. But if someone wants to even send me, you know, like audio messages or having a quick chat over email, over text, or over whatever, I try to do it as for free as much as possible right now. And I know for a fact that all this work up front will pay off in the next, you know, right now I've been doing this. The Nero B has been live actually for 1 year and 3 days. Up Your Game has been live for maybe like 4 months. I am sure that in next year, I will be able to really look at my list, look at my followers on the podcast, and being able to monetize not only through ads, but also through other programs and services that we'll be offering.
Right. Okay. So let's dive a little bit more into what that cost is. What do you outsource any of the process when it comes to the production of your podcast, or do you do it all yourself?
So it's a great question, because as I explained earlier, I was, you know, a producer and a DJ, been podcasting for a long time. So the audio, you know, like equipment I own since before I started podcasting. So that was actually very easy. When it comes to the production of the podcast, I mean, I have a virtual assistant that takes care of my Instagram posts. He takes care of a bunch of other stuff. And what I had done is basically I'd created all the tracks for him. So the intros, the outros, the mid-rolls and whatnot. I taught him how to use software. And he takes care of assembling the pieces together. But as I said, because my experience, my past experience, I was able to really put together a nice, neat process for him. He's not a podcast editor per se, but he is a virtual assistant that is willing to learn, and he's put in a lot of work, and I'm proud of him, and he's been very helpful. And generally speaking, that's not going to cost me more than about 200 US altogether between my Instagram account and my podcast editing.
Right. Okay. And so you, in the process, you still do the audio editing itself, right? Like listening through?
I record my podcast, so my daily episodes. The way I do it is I on Monday mornings, I record 6 episodes, the short ones, and then 6 because the 7th, which is the Saturday episode, is generally an interview with someone. Mm. So I send 6 smaller episodes to my VA, my virtual assistant. He takes care of everything. He puts it together. As I said, I already have the intro, outro, and mid-roll that I give it to him. And I do go through my podcast episodes to see if I, you know, like said something wrong or if I stumbled or something. But that's generally minimal at this point. When I first started, I remember I was going in and like editing every small little piece. Right now, I try to record everything in one take. If there are major issues that I need to take care of, I know right away. And I'm really lucky in a way because my shorter episodes are about 6 to 7 minutes. So I know right away, like if I have to go in and change something, right? As soon as I record it, I just go back, edit it on the fly. I use FL Studio just to record straight into the software, and then it bounces off to MP3 or Waveform, and I send it over to my VA.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so what about the, do you have like a show notes page for your podcast as well?
So that I do myself. Now, as I started, and this is something that actually we'll talk about this later when we give tips to people, but I think the important thing, at least in my opinion, it's to get started. My 5 to 6 minute posts are actually don't have any show notes, but the reason why is because my short episodes are actually excerpts from my Instagram posts. So my Instagram posts are the beginning of everything. I post on a daily basis on my Instagram. That means that it gives me daily content to talk about. So what I do is I take my daily Instagram posts, I break them down on my 5 to 7 minute episodes on my podcasts and my daily episodes. And then I tell my followers, you know, like if you want to know more, go on my Instagram page, or if you want to know more, go back to my De Niro B website where I have my blog posts, where I have all the other content. So the cool thing about my podcast is that I recycle my content. So I repurpose, rather. I like that word better.
Yeah.
So I write my first content on a, you know, PowerPoint slide, and then I get my VA to create Instagram posts with that content, and then I use the same content to create my daily episodes on my podcast.
Right, okay.
My show notes, I use them. My show notes, when I interview people, I do show notes from the interviews. They're not super complex yet. I am looking at making them a bit more comprehensive with, you know, like timestamps or like, you know, when I ask this question, like you do basically. but I haven't gone to that level yet, to be honest. As I said, it's because it's more of a work in progress for me. I think that the most important thing is providing value up front with the podcast. As you know, I free up more time, as I hire more people, I will definitely start creating better show notes. But I don't think that people should refrain from starting a podcast if they don't have all the pieces in order right away.
Right, exactly. And that's something that I struggled with actually as well. I know a lot of people do, is they wait to start a podcast, or they feel like they shouldn't because they're waiting for all the stars to align and for everything to be perfect, but that doesn't really happen.
That's not going to happen. Otherwise, no businesses would get started, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So how much time do you spend, would you say, like per week on your podcast?
So I have a daily podcast. So I don't know if everybody's the same. I have the short episodes that I generally can record in about 2 hours on Monday morning. And then the time that it takes me, 2 hours would be to record them and then upload them to Google Drive for my VA to take care of them. And then he sends them back to me the same day. And then it takes me about another hour to just queue them up on my Podbean account. And then basically that's it, except maybe a couple of hours during the week to do an interview and then again send that content to my VA so that he can edit it and then I upload it again. Some people may just give the Podbean password to, or the Libsyn password to the VA so that they can do all the uploading for them. I keep it to myself. I like to upload it myself because then I like to write a little blurb for each episode and I want it be the one writing it. So I think in total, not more than 4 hours a week for sure at this point.
Yeah, nice. So that's pretty good, especially with a daily podcast and an interview podcast. That's definitely not like compared to some other answers I've heard to that question. It's definitely not very much. So nice. How has, so right now you don't monetize your podcast, correct?
No.
Okay. Do you have any plans to monetize? That's 100%. One of the big topics surrounding podcasting. Everyone asks, when can I monetize? How do I monetize?
100%. 100%. So my goal is to first, as I said, get a nice following that's consistent. I mean, right now it's consistent, but it's growing. And I know for a fact that if I start trying to monetize the podcast too early, I may turn away a few clients. And right now my goal is growth. It's not monetization, right? Because as I said, I have my full-time businesses doing that for me. This is just an investment stage for my podcast. Now, as soon as I start getting great numbers, that really is going to make a difference for me to, add some ads to the podcast. I'm going to start adding ads. For the 5-minute podcast episodes, I'm of course probably going to run a 15-second intro. 15, maybe 30 second intro, that's it. For the long ones, I currently have a mid-roll ad that I run, but it's more of a partnership that I have with a company that I'm using their product. It's called the Phoenix Planner. I love using that planner. I use it every single day. So I thought, why not just put it in the mid-roll? But with those guys, I just get affiliate sales, really. I don't really get, a payment, recurring payment for ads.
Right.
Other than that, I think ads is going to be my main thing, to be honest. As I explained, when I decide what to do with free, paid courses, affiliate marketing, then I'm going to start doing that as well. But right now I'm looking at mainly doing ads, intro ads and mid-roll ads.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, because that's a huge topic when it comes to podcasting, because a lot of people, that's their first thought is, how can I make a lot of money from this?
Yeah, so. For sure. I don't think that's the thing. Anybody that gets into content creation business with the idea of making a lot of money right away, they are really, I wouldn't say delusional, it's nice, but they shouldn't be entering the content creation world to thinking they're going to make money right away. If that's the case, go walk a dog, go deliver food. There are so many other ways. You can literally leave the house today and make 30, 40, 50, 100 bucks a day. I mean, yeah. I know people delivering groceries with Instacart, making 150 bucks a day driving around for 5 hours. So if that's your goal, if you want to make money and you're bored, and you want to make money today, go and provide services. Don't start making content, because content creation is a long-term strategy. It's going to be something that's going to last a long time. It's going to be an amazing way to create recurring passive income for sure, but it's not going to create some crazy amount of money up front. You need to get people to follow you. You need to get people to trust you, to listen to you on a daily basis. And that's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah, that's what I like to tell people, is that podcasting is kind of the long game. It's not like you get in and your first 10 episodes, you're making a bunch of money. And that's even more true because podcasting can cost a significant amount of money depending on how much you do and what you outsource and who you outsource to, depending on what level that person is at.
Absolutely.
You know, that depends, you know, that, and then people will usually be put off because they don't make money right away, but it's, even though you may technically be losing money, you know, for the first little bit, over time, I mean, the return will be incredible. You'll build that audience. Exactly. More people will come through your products or services. So that's what I like to tell people, is that it's really the long game.
It's a long game. And that's the thing. Like, I know for a fact that once my podcast is going to be live, and once the podcast is going to be big and I'm going to have a lot of traffic, that's going to be a whole new story. I'm going to have, you know, money coming in. I don't even know why it's coming in. It's going to be like money coming in from affiliate sales, from ads, from my courses, from my book. So the idea is to create this big hub first, though, right? Like, nobody is going to pay me just because I started a podcast. When I think about businesses, I think about barrier to entry, and podcasting, unfortunately or fortunately, it's a very low barrier to entry. No, but everybody with a microphone, or even with their phone, can record a podcast and start it and go on Canva and get a logo made, or like create a graphic and start it. But is it going to be, you know, driving a lot of traffic to a website? Is it going to get, you know, like 5,000, 10,000 downloads? At the beginning, no. And there's really no way for you to get to that level unless you maybe already have a huge YouTube channel or a huge Instagram account. But guess what? Then you probably did a lot of work up front to create those as well, right? So
yeah.
So there's really no easy way to get started and make money. You got to create content, get people to like what you do. And then once you're big, once you're growing, that's when you can start monetizing.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, everyone had to start from somewhere. You know, I mean, episode one, you know, you start out with zero, especially if the podcast, which was what the case was for me, the podcast, some for a lot of people, could be their first jump into building an audience. So they could start their podcast with zero audience, no social media presence, mm-hmm. or very little, no YouTube channel, nothing like that. So, I mean, whether starting with a podcast or something else, you have to start there at some point and then work your way up.
You got to start. Yeah, exactly. Nobody's going to pay you just because you want to create content. You got to create content. And then once people like your content and you grow, then you can start marketing and making money, right? And monetizing.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, as we start to wind down the podcast, what would be your number one tip for listeners out there who are, you know, after what we've been talking about, they're still not sure about whether a podcast would be right for them or their business?
I think the number one tip, as I told you at the beginning, is to get started. I would say, like, I don't want to just say get started, because that could be also misunderstood in a way that you start anything and then, like, after a few months, then you get tired of that topic and you do something else. I think you should first off find a niche or something you're passionate about, something that you can talk on a daily basis. Like, if I started a podcast about fishing and I don't care about fishing, after the first 8 or 9 episodes, I'll probably be going crazy, right? So I do something, I talk about something that I'm extremely passionate about. I read about the topics that I talk about on a daily basis. So I have constant, you know, a constant flow of content that I can create without running out of ideas. So once you find that niche, I say get started and be consistent with it. Make sure to batch your episodes. If you feel like you can't do it on a daily basis, but you still want to post on a daily basis, I'd say do like I do, just record a bunch of episodes up front and schedule them. And just, like, honestly, get better as you go. Get better as you go. I'm watching Gary Vee's videos from 2009 or 2010, and they're crap, man. Like, they're honestly, compared to what he does now, they're very bad. And when I see that, and when I'm like, well, this guy was going at it 10 years ago, he hasn't stopped, and look at him now. You have to realize and put that into perspective. You know, if Gary Vee was waiting to have the quality content that he has today, he would have had to wait 10 years and still would still start from scratch. So that's the thing. You've got to start. You've got to put in the time, batch your content, and get better as you go. And honestly, another thing that I would say is to make sure to network as much as you can in the podcast world, because that's what's going to get you on other shows. That's what's going to get you noticed. And that's really what's going to allow you to expand your reach, really.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, people think that episode one is, should be perfect, but episode one is going to suck really bad. And the episode 10 will be a little bit better. And then eventually you'll get to episode 100 and then you'll get to episode 500 and they're going to be so much better, but you can't jump right to episode 100. You have to start with episode one. Episode one is always bad for everyone who's ever had a podcast.
100%. I listen to mine and I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope that nobody's going to go back in time and listen to it. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm very proud of it. It's up there for people that can listen to it and want to listen to it to see the quality, right? Like of how it's been developing.
Yeah, you can see the difference and you have to start somewhere. I mean, I'd rather have, when you start with episode one, you'll get to episode 100. But if you don't even put up episode one, then you will never get to episode 100. So
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I think that there was a lot of value shared and I think people are going to get a lot from this episode. So thank you.
No worries, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success. Make sure to head over to ipodcastedit.com to check out the show notes and get each episode of the show delivered right to your inbox. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or whichever audio service you use. If you want to continue the conversation or you have a topic you'd like me to discuss on a future episode of the show, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you again for tuning in. And I'll see you on the next episode as we continue down the path to podcast success.